Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psachim Daf Yud Beis. We begin on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, about halfway down the page, on the 14th line, at the end of the line where it says Rav Oma. And we're continuing with the topic of using Chometz after the 6th hour. Rav Oma, Divrei Rabbi Meir, HaMekadesh B'Chometz Meshesh Shois Ulemalon La'asa Klum. According to Rabbi Meir, says Rav, one who's Mekadesh, a woman, he marries a woman using Chometz after the 6th hour, has not done anything at all. And Rabbi Huna comes to support this. Am Rabbi Huna v'yeyus elu chitim kol tavonios. Rabbi Huna says, yes, Rav is correct. If one would marry a woman on Pesach using kol tavonian wheat, which is a wheat that grows in the desert and is only osam midrabbonon because of chometz, because it's inedible, if he would use that to marry a woman, has he done anything at all? So just as in the case of the kol tavonian wheat, which is issam midrabbonon, the marriage would not take place at all, it's also true for chometz after the 6th hour on Erev Pesach, there's an issam midrabbonon on that chometz, and therefore the marriage would not take effect at all. The Gemara brings two different cases. Chad bar nash afked disikaya depista gabi Rabbi Chiya Rubba. A person once deposited a sack of pastries with Rabbi Chiya Rubba. Amr Rabbi Yosi Birabun Yochanan Chakukaya Hava. Rabbi Yosi Birabun told us that the person in the story was called Yochanan Chakukaya. The Rabbi Chiya asked Rabbi what to do with the sack. Asa Shala Rabbi Amalei Timache Alpi Beistin Beshar Sabir. And Rabbi answered that Rabbi Chiya should sell it in the Beis Din before the time of Biur. And we have another case now. Chad bar nash afked garba de kutcha gabi Rabbi Chiya bar ashi. A person once deposited barrels of kutach, which is a dairy fruit that contains breadcrumbs, with Rabbi Chiya bar ashi. He asked Rav what to do with it. Asa shala Rav amar le, and Rav told him yimoche api Beis Din b'shas abir. The same answer, Rav answered that he should sell it in the Beis Din before the time of Biur. Ask the Gemara now a query. Heydin b'shas abir, what is the time of Biur? The Mishnah listed a number of different times: the night of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, and before the 6th hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omar b'shachar, the Gemara says it's in the morning. Rabbi Bar Omar Chamishis Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Bar said, no, the Shas Abir of these stories is the 5th hour, like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara now brings the support for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Am Rabbi Yossa Yehus Am Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yossa said it's correct that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Klum Omru Ligabahem Lamochram Lomi Pnei Hashav Aveda Lebailim Chamishis Rabbi Yehuda Loitava Klum. They only allowed them in these two cases to sell the chometz in order to save the property for their owners, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the 5th hour anyway it has no value at all. So that proves that we're referring here to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it's in the morning that they sold it rather than the 5th hour. Chevraya Amrin, Chamishis Rabbi Yehuda, Hekdesh Mukdash, Asal Truma, Eina Truma. Chevraya, the Chachamim said, in the 5th hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one who is Makdish chometz to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes Hekdesh. If one would declare it to be truma, it is not truma. And what's the reasoning? Hekdishu muktash hekdish domim. Aso truma ain't a truma, shle nitna truma el achila bilvad. When it comes to hekdish, since it has monetary value, it is hekdish. But it is not truma, since truma is meant to be eaten. Rabbi Yosi comes now to object to this. Amalon Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said to them, lo mistavra de lechilufin, hekdisha ena muktash, asal truma hawe the truma. Surely it should be the opposite. If he tried to be muktashit, it should not work, but if he wanted to make it truma, it would become truma. Hekdisha ena muktash, she'en poinetha kodshim lachin laklovim. Asal truma hawe the truma, tahirihi dvatoira, adhu shagazat alea sreifa. It would not become hekdish because one cannot redeem hekdish in order to feed to dogs, and chometz could not be eaten by people at that time. It would become truma though, since at this time the Torah still allows it to be eaten, it's only the Rabbonon who required it to be burned. So to summarize the points that we said, Rav said that according to Rabbi Meir, someone who is Makadish a woman with chometz after the 6th hour has not done anything at all. Rav Huna wants to support it by comparing it to Kortavnian wheat, where that's an Issa Drabbonon of chometz, and it's inedible, and it would not work to marry a woman with that wheat either. And there were two cases, once of a person who deposited a sack of pastries with Rabbi Chiya Rabba, and Rebbe told him he has to sell it in Beis Din before the time of Biur, and another story with a person who deposited barrels of kutach which contained chometz with Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, and Rav told him that it should be sold in Beis Din before the time of Biur. The Gemara then asked, what is the time of Biur? Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's in the morning of the 14th, and Rabbi Bar said that it's the 5th hour, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi wanted to support Rabbi Yirmiyah because they only allowed the selling of the chometz in these two cases in order to save the property of their owners, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the fifth hour anyway, it does not have a value. Chevaya said that in the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one who's makdish chometz to the base of mikdash, it works, but if one would declare it to be truma, it would not become truma, and the reasoning being that it is hekdash because it has monetary value, but it's not truma since truma is supposed to be eaten, and here it can no longer be eaten. Rabbi Yossi objected to Chevaya, and he said it should be the opposite, meaning that if you would try to make it hekdash, it should not work, but if you wanted to make it truma, it would work. Hekdash would not work because one cannot redeem hekdash in order to feed to the dogs, and the chometz cannot be eaten by the people, but it would become truma because at this time the Torah still allows it to be eaten. It's only midrabbanon that one is required to burn it.